Political unrest grows in South Korea after the president's short-lived martial law order, and U.S. officials urge Americans to use encrypted messaging apps after a massive cyber attack. These stories and more highlight your unbiased updates for Wednesday, December 4th, 2024. It may have been short-lived, but the South Korean president's declaration of martial law could have implications for months to come as six opposition parties have moved to impeach Yoon Suk-yeol. Martial law grants the military temporary rule during an emergency, which the president can legally declare. Yoon sent heavily armed forces into the streets of Seoul Tuesday, December 3rd, after suddenly and unexpectedly putting the country under martial law, vowing to eliminate anti-state forces he claimed were planning a rebellion. Action was swift, with protesters surrounding South Korea's parliament building. Lawmakers climbed walls to get back into the building and used fire extinguishers to hold soldiers off so they could unanimously vote to cancel the martial law declaration just hours after it was put in place. Impeaching Yoon requires the support of two-thirds of the National Assembly and at least six of the country's nine constitutional court justices. The liberal opposition Democratic Party holds a majority in the 300-seat parliament and has called for Yoon's resignation. One Democratic Party lawmaker said an impeachment vote could come as early as Friday, December 5th. Martial law is a sensitive subject in South Korea, which has only been a democracy since the 1980s. Before that, in the wake of the Korean War, which ended in 1953, multiple dictatorships emerged, with leaders often declaring martial law to prevent anti-governmental protests. South Korea is considered a key ally of the United States, and White House officials said they are monitoring the situation closely. The U.S. has about 28,000 troops stationed in South Korea. Three of President-elect Donald Trump's picks for his incoming administration made headlines Tuesday. One nominee dropped out, another was the target of a possible cyber attack, and the third could be replaced. Trump had nominated Hillsborough County, Florida Sheriff Chad Chronister to lead the Drug Enforcement Agency. On Tuesday, Chronister took his name out of the running, saying in a post on X to have been nominated was an honor of a lifetime. But as the gravity of this very responsibility set in, he concluded that he must respectfully withdraw from consideration. The nomination came under fire from some Trump supporters over Chronister's enforcement of COVID-19 restrictions during the pandemic. This marks the second Trump nominee to withdraw his name after former Congressman Matt Gaetz said he would not continue his bid to become Attorney General. Meanwhile, reports say Trump's nominee for FBI Director Kash Patel was the target of a possible Iran-backed cyber attack. Sources familiar with the situation told multiple outlets, including ABC News and CBS News, the alleged hackers targeted Patel's communications, but it was not clear how much data they were able to view. Patel held various roles during Trump's first term, including chief of staff to the Secretary of Defense. Finally, there might be a change when it comes to the next defense secretary. The Wall Street Journal and other outlets reported Wednesday morning, December 4th, that Trump's pick of former Fox News anchor and military veteran Pete Hegseth is in doubt. Since his nomination, Hegseth has been the subject of reports on allegations about his personal life, including claims of sexual misconduct, repeated intoxication, and rampant womanizing. Hegseth has denied those allegations. The Wall Street Journal and New York Post both reported Trump is considering Florida governor and former GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis as a possible replacement for Hegseth. DeSantis served in the U.S. Navy before becoming governor. Both Trump and DeSantis attended a memorial service Tuesday for fallen law enforcement officers in Palm Beach County, Florida. Hegseth has been meeting with Senate Republicans at the Capitol this week to try to rally support ahead of confirmation hearings. People close to the president-elect's team said talks of a replacement are in the early stages, and the next 48 hours are crucial to Hegseth's fate. President-elect Trump's lawyers have officially asked a judge to throw out his criminal conviction in his so-called hush money case. In May, a jury found Trump guilty of 34 charges in a scheme to illegally influence the 2016 election through a payment to a porn actor who claimed she and Trump had sex. Trump has long denied that. In a filing made public Tuesday, Trump's lawyers said continuing the case would present disruptions to the institution of the presidency and undermine the transition of power as he prepares to take back the Oval Office next month. Lawyers also pointed to President Joe Biden's recent move to pardon his son Hunter of his convictions on tax fraud and gun charges, where the president said Hunter was unfairly prosecuted, as a reason Trump's case should be dismissed. Trump's lawyers called his prosecution political theater. Prosecutors have until Monday, December 9th, to respond. In the past, they said they would fight efforts to dismiss the case, but indicated a willingness to delay the sentencing until after Trump's second term ends in January 2029. U.S. officials are recommending Americans use encrypted messaging apps amid a cyber attack on telecommunications companies like AT&T and Verizon. Cybersecurity experts advise you to encrypt your text messages and voice communication if possible. Microsoft said the hacking campaign, nicknamed Salt Typhoon, is one of the biggest intelligence compromises in U.S. history and has not yet been fully stopped. Officials said China is behind the attack in an attempt to spy on Americans. Chinese officials have not addressed the accusations. Your chances to get some of the deepest discounts of the holiday shopping season have passed with Cyber Monday now in the books. Consumers took full advantage, collectively spending a record $13.3 billion online during Cyber Monday. Adobe Analytics said that's up 7.3% from last year and surpassed projections of $13.2 billion in sales. The company said between the peak hours of 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. alone, people spent a combined $15.8 million every 60 seconds. Adobe said buy now, pay later plans were quite popular, accounting for more than $991 million worth of Cyber Monday spending. Beyoncé is the greatest pop star of the 21st century, according to Billboard. She came in at the top of its staff-chosen editorial list. The music charting site said the choice is based on Beyoncé's full 25 years of influence, impact, and evolution. Billboard added, when talking about greatness in the 21st century, nobody else has a longer or fuller track record. Beyoncé holds the record for most Grammy wins, with 32. Her latest album, Cowboy Carter, is up for 11 trophies at the 2025 Grammy Awards. Taylor Swift came in at number 2 on Billboard's list, with Rihanna in third.